Hello. Feel like I've not done one of these for a couple of days. So, today's topic, what we're going to cover is finding yourself after the really difficult baby and toddler stage, right? So, we are probably all aware that I have went back to playing rugby. So, we're finding life quite busy and quite tough at the minute because I decided in my wisdom to go back into a team sport that's in the Premier League, and we're expected to train twice a week and we play every Saturday. So Saturdays are the day that I have with the kids. So we were talking today about the really difficult part of feeling a bit selfish as a parent, but also knowing that it's also a good thing to be a little bit selfish and have your own self-interests that are not working. They're not mum, they're not wife, they're not parent, they're not like your professional capacity. But actually really feeling quite torn between the roles and fitting it in life. So I always said like I would love to play rugby and see my kids playing rugby. Well, have my kids seeing me play rugby. And actually the reality of it though is that mum guilt literally sits right in your heart. Like I feel like on a Saturday, when I get my kids ready to maybe drop off at Grand's or to take them to my sister's, like I feel like that mum guilt absolutely sabotages any sort of benefit that you get from going and doing like the sport or maybe going to the gym or a run or doing the park run or like whatever we do as parents or people to try and get by and make yourself looked after. So I was saying this to the girls, I think this will probably be my last season at rugby because I'm just feeling that the tug of the mum guilt just really honestly is so big to bear. Like I feel like sometimes I could cry when I leave my kids on a Saturday. I mean that's not great because obviously I'm trying to play a sport and I love playing rugby. It's been a massive part of my life for like 17 years, and I was saying like that I feel like I've had to make peace with myself and doing this and it has to be my decision. So I guess what we're trying to say is like sometimes we think that things are really good for us and we want to do it and we're motivated to do it, and that actually then when the reality of us doing it is actually not the same. So and coming to peace with yourself, actually sometimes it's okay to not do stuff as well. So like I've been always like, yeah, I'm not be retiring until I'm ready to retire, or I'm not going to stop playing rugby. I'll probably not stop until I'm injured and I've got a really serious injury and I don't, like, basically I'm bringing layers on. Anyway, I have came to myself and the conclusion that I'm like, you know, I actually don't want to play a high performance rugby all the time now because that's a pinch in the time of my kids. But I think it's so hard for you. You can like to weigh everything up. Like, I said this as well to Helen today. I said, look, we're expected to work like we don't have children. We're expected to have children like we don't work. We're expected to have hobbies. We're expected to be good friends. We're expected to be great partners. We're expected to have sex. We're expected to go to the gym. We're expected just to literally do everything. And actually, it's actually okay not doing it all. And the expectation normally, like, it comes from yourself. Like, I feel like I've put an expectation on me this year. Like, you've lost all this weight, you love rugby, go and give yourself a season, enjoy it. The kids will be absolutely fine with the grandparents. But actually, the mum guilt is just probably running away with it a little bit. And it's just all the different things that you think about. I mean, everyone always talks to me about how I fit it in, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't sleep. And sometimes, like, I'll burn the candle at both ends just so I can fit things in. And I think a really healthy part of growing up and probably knowing yourself quite well is knowing when to throw the towel in. So, I mean, I've resigned myself to the fact that it's probably going to be my last season, whether the reality of that happens or not. But yeah, so yeah, it was just basically about expectations and doing stuff for yourself and looking after yourself. But actually, sometimes that realistically might not actually be helpful. So yeah, a bit of a random one, but so I've been feeling it on the old heartstrings pretty pretty hefty over the last kind of 6 to 8 weeks. So I was just thinking, like, when other people are maybe being athletes or in high performance sport or even in a hobby, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, this is my mum and I work full time and I need to look after my house, like, I can't really do that now. And we shouldn't really all, we shouldn't always be doing things as well. Like, I sometimes feel like I'm being really selfish by playing rugby. Because I'm like, oh, my little kids' faces when I make the pancakes. And I'm like, hey, mum's going to rugby now. Like, their faces are like, oh, we want you to stay here today, mummy. And I'm like, ah, it's so sad. So, yeah, it was just, I don't want to always be about a person that's always positive and always looking at the best things, because actually there's things in life that do get into your heart a little bit and make you feel a bit like a bit lost or a bit kind of downtrodden or a bit flat. Today's one of those days because I'm like, I don't want to let people down, but I don't want to let myself and my kids down as well. So it was a bit of that juggling effect. So juggling effect and expectations, and it's how hard it is sometimes on a person.